This is Katie and Kay Carbondale. Support for Katie and Kay comes from Louis the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Informed and connected, Louis the Computer Guy, 970-948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, with Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louis the Computer Guy.
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Going good.
All right. Yeah, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I guess we could talk about using tools on the internet to maintain your privacy.
There you go.
That'd be a good place to.
Oh, I love that subject. It's and I guess the question is, if you do everything that you can possibly do, will your privacy be maintained? Is the question.
Ultimately, there's one problem.
What's that?
Because you can spend all this time, do all this work, become as anonymous as possible,
mm-hmm.
and then you just have to make one mistake, and then you have correlation.
Like log into your social media account, right?
Right.
That's the mistake right there. I actually, in all fairness, had a lengthy conversation with somebody who was going to go do some activism up in Minnesota. And
how interesting.
Yes.
I think I had the same conversation.
Yes, maybe with the same person.
Could be.
And after really processing it and thinking it through, I went, okay, yeah, you can go get a burner phone. You can get, all these different types of communication devices and everything. But the minute you download and install the Facebook or the Instagram app and log into it, then all of a sudden you just became, you're not camouflaged anymore.
Right. Well, you have to do new email address, new phone number, new accounts, new everything. Mm-hmm. And if your content that you have on previous social media accounts is too similar to what you're posting, mm-hmm. With your new accounts, again, you have heuristic correlations.
People can mash it up and match you up with that content. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So you can't do pictures of yourself. You have to, mm-hmm. Maybe put mm-hmm. your writing style, put it through, put it through an AI or something, mm-hmm. to mash it up a little bit, get your point across in a way that you wouldn't normally use.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things like that.
Yeah, because, that's an angle of it that I didn't really even consider, the fact that AI can, match profiles up anymore just by doing facial recognition, so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, writing sample recognition, mm-hmm. words, so if you're from the Midwest, you're going to have mm-hmm. a slightly different lexicon of words than you would if you're from California or Colorado, mm-hmm. or somewhere
okay.
else.
All right.
So I'm wondering how far can that go? How far mm-hmm. do you have to obfuscate yourself? It's like if I was to go online and start, do a podcast anonymously, mm-hmm. How many, there's probably thousands of hours of my voice, on kdnk.org.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and so how far would I have to go with it? And that's that's a larger sample than most people would have, except for maybe the government.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'd have to probably write it out, put it into AI, and then have mm-hmm. And then build a voice, an AI voice, and record, and you'd have that do the performance of the work,
mm-hmm.
and to obfuscate from the ideas.
Yeah. So, we should let everybody know how they can get a hold of us. If you want to weigh in on this extremely important subject, give us a call at 970-963-2976. The name of the show is Geek Speak, and we are here to specken the geek to you, if I do flatter myself. I was just thinking as you were talking about the comparison of images or, facial recognition on a profile picture. I mean, it could even be, it looks like we got a call, but I'll finish my thought though real quick. It could even be a matter of matching up your friend list, looking for combination or, crossovers, between the two. So anyway, take the call.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
We're good. How you doing, dear?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually on a trip to Washington State right now.
Wow.
And I thought I'd call in and ask you all a question.
Mm.
I missed the very beginning. All I heard was Matt talk about AI.
Well, and you could tune in to this show at any given time, and chances are you're going to hear us use that phrase. So,
yeah, but that's funny.
We were talking about how difficult it is to like switch electronic devices and really truly launch a new identity for yourself, or you know, like if you are like trying to go under the radar for whatever reason. How difficult that is, because I mean, the minute you fire up your social media app, then all of a sudden, if I'm not mistaken, I think the cell carriers are beholden to, if they were to get subpoenaed by the government, they are beholden to like, tell the government what the IMEI number of that phone is, you know, where that Facebook
right.
traffic is coming from, you know, so there's really no way. And even if you create a completely new profile, Matt was talking about how AI can go in and match up the photos on your photo, you know, on your Facebook photos with other Facebook profiles and basically link you up with your old Facebook account. So, which is
I had not really
thought about that angle of it, but that's, you know, that's part of it. So. Anyway, that should bring you up to speed there.
there's no hiding. That's even I was thinking about doing incogni, where you go in and you delete all your online presence and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you guys tried anything like that?
I'm currently researching one for white labeling as part of my cybersecurity offering.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Hey, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
So I'm over at my cousin's house, and we're trying to get the print out. I doubt you'll be able to help me because I've done everything that I know. And but basically, I'm trying to print out a contact list from iCloud. And we, you know, I went to iCloud.com/contacts. Select all the contacts and then hit print, and every single page, all it has is, you know, like a footer, but no contact information. It's very odd to me.
Hmm.
And so I've been searching around. So what I ended up doing is, we don't want to lose the contact list from this phone.
Uh-huh.
So what I ended up doing was selecting all and saved it as like 334 VCF files.
Oh.
So I have the list.
Yeah.
So I emailed it, but I don't know what all is in that file yet, because I have to wait until I get home back to Colorado and look at the list.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to cancel that phone until we get all the contact lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's another, you know, my thought, and maybe you can tell me like some reason why this wouldn't work, and I totally accept it, but I would screenshot it. And then OCR it.
Yeah, we could do that. But there's, like I said, it's a little, believe it or not, it's an iPhone 8. And the screen's pretty small.
Oh, got it.
And
are you able to access the account through iCloud? Like in a web browser on a computer?
I don't have one here that I can use. I only have an iPad,
uh-huh.
So I'm able to see them individually from an iPad.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do 300 and something screenshots.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I get home on my laptop, I'll log in to her account and her iCloud account and see if I could do it from there. But it's just very odd. Like everything else, like I can hit print and it'll print. It just prints a blank page.
Yeah, that's kind of classic. That tells you that it's you know, what they call dynamic content. You know, that the what's shown on the page is all generated by a script. You know, and so basically you're just getting the container that the contents of the script is supposed to be displaying.
Right.
You know. And,
yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
actually
and I even
pretty
tried
common.
To do it in.
Yeah.
I tried to even do it in my own iCloud account on my iPad. The exact same thing, and I get blank pages as well.
Huh. Wow.
It's very odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
time to get out the old school Canon camera, you know?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of important that we get these contacts because she's, you know, not doing well. So anyway, we don't want to lose.
Yeah.
To be able to get a hold of people.
So it looks like there's several ways to do that. I was just looking at LibreOffice. So you load LibreOffice, and then you open up LibreOffice Calc, and you drag and drop the VCF files in there, and you set the configure separation options, and then save it as an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay. That's a great idea. I'll try that.
See, you and I just gabbing away, we gave Matt enough time to solve the problem. So
yeah. I know, really. Yeah.
Otherwise, it does look like there's some command line tools to do similar things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and you can do it with Microsoft.
It's a lot easier when you have a laptop. And the thing is so funny. I've been thinking about getting a new laptop because I got rid of my PC. You know POS. My PC is a POS.
A POS PC. Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I got to figure out a way to just use Quicken on the computer, Quicken online, and just get rid of the PC so I can just go back to using a Mac. But I keep hearing, hey, they're coming out with new Apple Watches and new, you know, MacBook Pros. Oh, wait, what's the 20th? When's the 20th?
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Isn't tomorrow the big Apple event?
Well,
announcing?
You caught us flat-footed there because my world has been counting rocks, getting ready to go to Tucson. we're going for the big annual rock and gem show.
Well, I think tomorrow is the 20th. I think that's the big Apple event where they announce plans for some of their new products.
Okay, got it.
So,
all right.
Anyway,
we will be keeping an eye on that for sure. So.
Yeah. So that's all I was calling about.
All righty.
This issue with iCloud. But thanks for answering. And I'll listen to the rest of the show.
So one quick thing I was going to insert is that because I've dealt with some situations where you end up exporting like hundreds of VCF files. I've found some good web-based online tools where you can upload those VCFs. And have it merge them all into one VCF.
Okay.
Because there are some mail clients. If you don't want to like drag and drop 300 VCFs into your Thunderbird window or whatever, you know, this is another way of doing it is to have them all in one VCF, and you can import the whole thing. It'll bring it all in.
Yes.
So.
Or you can open command line and say copy /B. *.vcf and then all.vcf. That'll concatenate them all together for you.
Oh, will it? Okay.
Yeah. So there's a little one liner here you can do.
Nice.
Okay.
That Matt with the one liners, you know. So
if you have a Windows machine laying around.
That's great. Well, I do, and I just don't want to merge her contacts with mine.
Right.
That's the big deal. I want to keep them on a separate. So maybe I'll download something like Thunderbird or something like that.
All right.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks,
guys. Take care. Thanks for calling, Donna. Take care.
Okay, have a good day. Yeah. Good luck in Arizona.
Thank you.
Bye. Yep. All right.
That was our foreign correspondent, Donna Dalton, calling in from Washington State. That's where it all began, where some of it all began. So, did you know that Bill Gates like developed a lot of his early stuff on Apple hardware? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That is a thing. It's a dirty little secret. That's what it is. But yeah, I heard a whole segment with the guy who's one of the Silicon Valley originals, and he was talking about the original spawning ground of the original technologies. So, which by the way, I was at a customer's house the other day, and he proudly took me to his man cave. And there was a pristine condition Apple II computer just waiting to have a 5 1/4 inch floppy disk put into it and booted up.
Nice.
So, I was pretty tempted, but I was just like, oh, man, I can't go there. This is like catnip for me. You know. So, Yeah, I mean, I could have gone on and played a game of Minesweeper or something, you know. what was that other one?
Oregon Trail?
Oh, Frogger. Yeah.
Frogger, Oregon Trail, something like that. Yeah.
Did you know that one? Oh, somebody told me that the original, so do you remember the turbo button on the old original PCs, the original 486s? That the turbo button basically allowed you, you would normally leave the turbo button in, but if you pushed it and put it in the out position, that would cut the processor speed in half.
And, right. Well, because some games were developed on a particular clock, or CPU clock.
Yeah.
And so the turbo button was there so that, you know, it would run at, you know, 66 megahertz or 100 megahertz or something. Uh-huh. So if you played a game and it was going way too fast, you clicked the turbo button off, and it dropped the clocks to, you know, 33 megahertz or, you know, 25 megahertz or something so that the game would run properly because it didn't have, it was just like, I'll go as fast as I can on the processor.
Yeah. Well, no, my understanding is that, like, if you tried to play Frogger on a 66 megahertz processor, the cars were flying by so fast.
That's what I mean.
You couldn't possibly get the Frogger.
Yeah, the game was because it's running at the same speed as the CPU. Yeah. But it's expecting like a 25.
It doesn't calibrate the car and the frog speed down to the.
It's just running at the CPU speed. The CPU is the clock.
That is such a fun little nerd fact. I love that. So, yeah. Once again, 970-963-2976 if you want to call in and ask us some nerd. If you want to talk nerdy to us, that is the way to do it. And so let's see. Where were we? What were we talking about?
Just covering your tracks online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I got, if you, there just really isn't any way to, I mean, I guess the idea of ham radio got thrown out somewhere along the line. That may be a way to do it, you know, ham radio with a scrambler would be one way
except for if you you'll get your license pulled because you're not allowed to transmit encrypted information with your ham license.
Uh-huh. And there are so many ham radio regulators running around that you definitely would get busted, right?
Oh, the FCC's listening. They'll figure it out. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, they have
good to know. I'll stop encrypting my ham traffic. But the thing about ham radio is, though, that there's no such thing as followers. You know, well, I mean, yeah, there's your
there's
list.
People, there's,
your,
people, there's people
your,
listening.
Yeah, your list of people that you talk to on a regular basis. But it's not like, you know, it's not like on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, because they can either hear you or they're either inside the transmission range or they're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because then you have to if you want to go super paranoid, you have to like get a, as funny as this is, get like a Pixel 9 load, graphene OS on your phone.
Okay.
And then pick a carrier that doesn't collect your information, which there's only a few of those from what I understand.
Yeah. So is graphene the OS that's I was kind of grasping at straws for that. That's the third OS for mobile devices, right?
It's a de-Googled and hardened version of Android.
Okay.
So
all right.
so you can use like F-Droid, which is a separate kind of open source app. You know, app repository.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can re-Google it some if you really have to.
Okay.
And you can use the Apple Play or the Google Play Store if you have to.
Got it.
Although I would, if you're trying to be anonymous.
There's no way to use that without a Gmail account. I mean, can you? I mean, you can't download things from there unless you have logged in.
Well, you'd have to download the APK. You'd have to do some. There's some shenanigans you'd have to do.
Okay. All right. Got it.
But that's not necessarily, again, that may defeat the purpose because you're taking a, you have a device at that point that's hardened that you can, you know, at least say that there's no tracking in it and it's been audited by people who hopefully know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they haven't found anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the second you load the Play Store, you know, Google is going to get its little nitty gritty grip mitts into whatever you allow it to get into.
Got it.
And the same goes for whatever applications you download. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of having a device like that.
Yeah. So now, is Microsoft completely out of the mobile phone OS business?
As far as I'm aware.
Okay. So I remember you used to be able to get a Windows phone. Remember that?
They bought Nokia and ruined them.
Okay. I did not know about this, but...
Because remember they bought Nokia... Was it Motorola? I have to go look. I think it might be both.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look. But because I think they bought – because they Nokia was going to come out with the Nokia 7, I think. I'd have to go look.
Okay.
And basically they're getting ready to do – and I don't remember. I think they're going to do Mego. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a third part. Uh-huh. There's going to be this other operating, you know, garden, you know. And I think Microsoft bought them and got rid of Mego and put made Windows Phone on the Nokia and Nokia
on their
phone.
Hardware platform.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Huh. If I remember correctly, I'd have to go look.
You know, I suppose actually if you, I mean, the BlackBerry OS was like another player in the whole game, but
yeah,
those won't even go online. I mean, can you even like get a BlackBerry to like, get it on your cell carrier?
I doubt it. Yeah. Cause it's probably 3G Mac, you know, 3G is going to be the newest.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, most of the 2G is gone. I can't remember if 3G is gone yet.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we got a couple minutes left. If anybody wants to give us a call, 970-963-2976 is the number if you want to talk to the geeks. And we'll keep plowing ahead with this subject. Yeah. So, it's pretty much, I mean, the answer is, how do I hide electronically and still be electronic? The answer is, you can't.
you have to be really careful and spend a bunch of time covering your tracks using VPNs and Tors, and you probably want to go so far as to get a laptop that you never connect to your home network, so you're only going to use that when you're traveling and have plausible deniability of your location, and then you're probably going to load cubes on your computer, which is a isolatable system, so you can basically. You could load Firefox on there, and it basically Firefox lives in a little VM, and it's completely segregated from the rest of the system, and you can have multiple.
And when you're done, you just melt the cube.
Right, you just melt the cube, and everything's gone, and make a new one. Mm-hmm. And so, but that, like I said, there's a bunch of little technical pieces behind all of these things that you have to be aware of, and the rules might change as the technology moves forward.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Well, good to know. You know, I'm glad that my nefarious past is in the rearview mirror and I don't have to worry about such things because, it's like if anybody's really that interested in what I'm up to, have at it. It's you want to die of boredom, you will.
That's right. Anything important that I do is analog. Yeah.
There you go. It's word of mouth across a room, right?
Right. Without any phones or anything. Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's actually kind of cracks me up because I've done a lot of work for some medical practices. And you know what, like, the most rock solid HIPAA compliant form of communication is? Fax. Fax is still absolutely at least according in HIPAA's opinion, completely a secure form of transmitting data. You know, so
that just sounds insane to me.
Well, you know, I guess it's if you really went to the links and, tried to intercept like tap into somebody's phone line. But I mean, you'd have to be present for the initial call. And I don't think the initial carrier, I don't think it'll link up with two devices. I don't think you can, that's the thing. The handshake happens between the sending fax machine and the receiving fax machine.
All you have to do is record it.
Oh.
And then decode it.
Okay. All right.
So you just have to figure out, you put it on the back of the fax machine, you capture the whole audio event at a high enough bit rate, and then you decode it.
Oh, okay.
So there's it's not inherently secure.
Well, I'm going to stop using my fax machine then.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because I've set up a lot of ATAs over the years, and you look at how it works, and basically the little box you plug into your fax machine, and it basically negotiates the fax, then decodes it, puts it in a PDF, and then emails it off.
Okay, well that's a pretty cool little device. I had not heard of such a thing. Goes. There's so much technology. How could you possibly know about it
exactly.
all?
Exactly.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, I guess, did you see there? It says there's no major Apple product launch confirmed for tomorrow. So that must have gotten the date wrong.
Yep.
It looks like early 2026, March of 2026 might be the next time we see some information about.
I was going to say, maybe just go hit up Mac Rumors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of my go-to if I'm like, well, maybe I want to see if I want a you know, a device, see if they recommend that that's, you know, if it's going to be soon. So it's like, let's see here. They're saying the iPhone Air is good, neutral on the iPhone 17 Pro and 17, 16E. They're saying there's a caution, iPad Pro's, you know, new, and some of the other ones are caution. So just kind of, I just go hit them up and kind of see. It's like, well, do I want to, you know, pick them up now? Do I want to pick them up at a discount? Do I want to pick up the new one?
Okay, what is a HomePod Mini. That's just an Alexa.
Yep, just Apple's version of Alexa.
Okay, got it. I was going to go, I haven't heard of that before, but, well, you know what that music means.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Marineford Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, Matt, thanks for running the board.
All right.
And we are going to, because I'm going to be in Tucson on Groundhog Day. Darn it, that would have been kind of fun. I think our next broadcast will be the 16th of February.
That's President's Day.
Yeah, President's Day. What do you think? You into working on President's Day?
Yeah, probably.
I'm good with it. Yeah, let's do that. So,
all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to KDNK, and don't touch your knob.